Last night I spoke to Terence Flanagan, the Fine Gael TD for North Dublin. Now Terence has voted in the abortion bill against the government whip. I asked Terence a few questions and he graciously answered the best he could, and he was a very, very busy man, as you can imagine, yesterday. This is the result of my interview with Terence Flanagan. Terence Flanagan, Chocta Dála for Dublin North East. Thank you very, very much for taking our call. I know you must be very, very busy today. But what I want to ask you is, the Abortion Rights Campaign, ARC, have issued a press statement saying that they're gravely disappointed by the decision of the Health Committee to reject the amendment which would allow abortions to be offered to women suffering inevitable miscarriages and those diagnosed with fatal fetal abnormalities. Could you give us a comment on that?
Well, my comment and my position is I voted yesterday against the bill, the pregnancy during a termination of pregnancy during life bill. Basically, it's an issue that I feel strongly about, and certainly my party, Fine Gael Party, made a strong commitment at the last general election that Fine Gael is opposed to the legalisation of abortion, and I stuck true to the Fine Gael values as such, and voted accordingly to my conscience yesterday. And regarding your question, those issues raised are outside the elements of the Constitution and were ruled out of order effectively by the Minister for Health.
Now, they would also say that this decision is completely at odds with the argument that the Irish government put forward in the D versus Ireland European Court of Human Rights case back in 2005, when the Irish government said that it would be a possibility for Irish women to seek abortions in Ireland in cases where the fetus had no hopes for survival. But they go on to say that it seems as though that this is not the case and that these women in heartbreaking situations are being denied access to the healthcare they need in this country, and that furthermore, under the legislation in its current format, the Savita Halpinaver would almost certainly still have been denied the abortion she requested in an Irish hospital. That's a fairly long-winded...
Well, there's a lot there you have to take in. I suppose the whole issue, the Savita case, and the, as has been proven through the inquest, that it was nothing to do with the abortion laws in relation to the tragic death of Savita Halpinaver, that it was to do with medical incompetence in the hospital, that effectively her situation was not being monitored correctly by the medical staff, that there wasn't adequate testing and blood tests being taken on a regular interval.
Yeah, frequently, I think, was the problem there, yeah.
To find out that that she was suffering from sepsis at the time, and that was the difficulty there in that particular case. So whether this current law or another law was in at the time was irrelevant, because the facts, as stated in the report, inquest report, is that it was medical incompetence caused her tragic death.
Fine Gael government, Fine Gael colleagues voted against the party whip yesterday. Are you in trouble?
I'm not, actually. I voted according to Fine Gael values.
Yeah.
And according to my own conscience. I'm very happy that I did that. I would be of the opinion personally that the majority of the people of Ireland are pro-life, and they want Ireland to remain a country that does not have abortion laws, which clearly are not good for women.
Do you think that the whip should have been imposed, or what is the actual party situation there?
The party whip was applied by the Taoiseach. I suppose it's up to each political party to decide as to whether they wish to remove a whip or not. And we know in the Fianna Fáil party, for instance, that they had a free vote on the bill yesterday, and will continue again next week at the report stage. But the leadership of the Fine Gael party didn't decide to allow a free vote, which personally speaking, on any issue of life or death, a free vote should be allowed, because this is a personal issue and an issue for people's conscience at the end of the day, and people have to be able to live with themselves and sleep at night time. So on issues which aren't threatening, particularly to a government, in most democracies in this world, they would allow free vote particularly on such a serious issue.
Can I ask you a question? If the government didn't have such a majority turns and it came down to your vote against government and the government falling, how would you have voted? Or is that an unfair question?
That's an irrelevant question. My values are my values, and I'm a person of integrity. When I make a commitment to people, I keep my word. My word is my bond, and there's no way I was going breaking my commitment, which was a Fine Gael party commitment, given at the last general election that Fine Gael is opposed to the legalisation of abortion. Mm. And unfortunately, a U-turn has been done with the introduction of this piece of legislation, which very much has been, I suppose, pushed in particular by the Labour Party.
Would you see yourself remaining true on other issues to the party whip?
I'd be true to the government and be voting according with the government on all other issues. This was an issue, the most serious issue that's come through the Dáil, maybe in the past 40 or 50 years, and it's one that where conscience should have been allowed, where people should not be chosen, or they should not have to choose between their career versus their conscience. They should have had the opportunity to vote accordingly to how they felt on the issue, and. As regards other votes, certainly I'm not somebody who will be dissenting from the government. I'm very happy in general with all other issues.
Turns the word on the ground in Dublin North East, have you had any feedback from your constituents?
I've had extremely excellent feedback, I'd say, from all around the country, and particularly from the constituency itself. And people, regardless how people feel on the issue, they certainly applaud anybody who's willing to stand up for their own beliefs and to vote according to their own conscience. I think it's one of the rare situations in Irish politics where this has actually happened. So I think people in general are very happy from that point of view, that people are not voting blindly under a party whip, and denying their own conscience on an issue as serious as abortion.
Turns Flanagan, Chuck Dadala for Dublin North East. Thank you very, very much for taking our call so late in the evening. Thank you, Turns.
Thank you very much.